Installation and Maintenance of Health IT Systems. This is the second part of Unit 8, Troubleshooting, Maintenance and Upgrades, and Interaction with Vendors, Developers, and Users. Since this unit is on the subject of troubleshooting, maintenance, and upgrades, let's spend a couple moments discussing performance baselines and why they're important. A performance baseline is generated after completion of performance baseline testing and shows the normal operating parameters of your system under normal load conditions. It is used to gauge the overall health of the system and to assist with isolating performance issues. Performance baseline testing, also referred to as benchmark testing, is typically performed by the test engineer for comparing the performance of new servers or systems to a known standard of reference, like existing measurements or software specifications, to determine whether your system is performing optimally. Take performance measurements at regular intervals over time, when no problems occur, to establish a server performance baseline. Compare each new set of measurements with those taken earlier. The following areas of performance of many systems should be considered as part of the baseline strategy: system resources, network architecture, the operating system, database applications, and client applications. At a minimum, use baseline measurements to determine peak and off-peak hours of operation, production query or batch command response times, data backup and restore completion times. After you establish your server performance baseline, compare the baseline statistics to current server or system performance. Numbers far and below or below your baseline warrants further investigation. They may indicate areas that need tuning or reconfiguration. For example, if the amount of time to execute a set of queries increases, examine the queries to determine if they can be rewritten or if the column statistics or new indexes must be added. There are many tools on the market to assist with establishing baselines for your system components. Work with your vendor to determine which set would be most appropriate for your environment and what methods are best suited for baseline testing for a specific EHR database and client applications. Additionally, Windows servers come with utilities that can assist with monitoring and baseline calculations. System Monitor, which allows you to collect and view real-time data about activities such as memory, disk, and processor usage. Performance Logs and Alerts. Task Manager. Event Tracking for Windows, or ETW, which lets you trace log events that are raised by user mode applications and kernel mode drivers. ETW is implemented in the Windows operating system. With it, you can export most SQL Server events. Databases will require extra thought when determining baseline measurements, and often require their own set of utilities for monitoring. For instance, SQL Server provides the following tools for monitoring components: SQL Trace, SQL Server Profiler, SQL Server Management Studio Activity Monitor, SQL Server Studio Graphical Show Plan, Stored Procedures, Database Console Commands, or DBCC, Built-in Functions, and Trace Flags. Upgrading system components is crucial for extending EHR functionality and overall system lifespan. However, improperly planned or managed upgrade procedures can severely damage the system, reducing performance or even bringing down the entire system itself. Most vendors publish at least one major upgrade a year, and patches throughout the year may be needed to repair issues and improve performance glitches. Upgrading any major or critical production system should be a highly structured approach. First, the upgrade team works with the vendor, reads over the upgrade documentation, and analyzes functional enhancements and configuration decisions, being sure to work with the vendor to answer any unknown variables in documentation or due to system customization. If the upgrade involves more than one application, the upgrade team develops a plan for integrating configuration and testing the affected applications. If a test bed is not already in place, the technical team develops an alternative environment closely mimicking the production environment for testing purposes. The upgrade team compiles a pre-installation and installation checklist and accompanying documentation and determine how much downtime will be needed for the upgrade process to complete. After the first testing is completed on the test bed, logs are reviewed and any errors or discrepancies are reported to the vendor for resolution. Working with the vendor is crucial for a successful upgrade implementation. After the vendor completes any needed improvements, the upgrade team performs another install test, being careful to follow the upgrade documentation and coordinating testing with the affected application teams. Additionally, special attention is given to ensuring preservation of data integrity. Specialized software capable of simulating standard workflows, number of users, and tracking data help paint a clearer picture of the network performance during and after an upgrade. All of this data is then sent to the vendor for final analysis. A unified spreadsheet for recording and prioritizing and documenting issues along with their resolutions can be very useful for managing problems as they arise and for communicating with the vendor. Once testing has been completed and the upgrade process approved, final documentation is prepared and training is scheduled. The installation team is also finalized and assigned various roles. Upgrade windows should be scheduled during off-peak times to minimize issues. Additionally, a shadow copy of the EHR, which is a read-only copy without real-time interface results, is available for access during the upgrade window. Testing of the upgrade should begin immediately after completion. Once testing is complete, the help desk is notified and the systems are brought back online. After the upgrade has been completed, a dedicated team should be available over the next few business days to resolve any issues that the upgrade could have created. Upgrading the EHR system is not your only concern. Use similar processes when upgrading operating systems for servers, workstations, and of course database upgrades as well. Building and maintaining a relationship with the EHR vendor is essential not only for a successful implementation, but for also a continued success throughout the product's lifecycle. Issues will arise that are beyond the scope of your IT workforce. Upgrades will be routinely applied. Your vendor will play a pivotal role in these and many more facets of your EHR management scheme. Successful business partnerships are built on mutual goals, trust, and the knowledge that both entities are in this together, and that the success of the vendor goes hand in hand with the success of their product. Purchasing an EHR system brings about a long-time commitment between your organization and the vendor. These relationships become quite complex once the EHR system becomes fully embedded in the organization, and it becomes completely dependent on its capabilities. The size and nature of your relationship with the vendor will no doubt be varied depending on the organization's size and scope of the implementation. Here are a few tips to consider before purchasing your EHR system to help ensure your vendor selection best suits your needs. Understand the company and its culture. Visit the company headquarters and talk with as many folks as you can, including the development and support teams. Develop some impressions about the company. Are they staff there engaged? Are they enthusiastic? Does the company's philosophy mesh well with your organization? Where is the focus? Marketing, development, or implementation? Follow the money. What drives the revenue stream from the company? Are they dependent on more support fees? Do you fully understand the support fee structure they are modeling for your company? Are they financially solvent enough to provide support for the lifecycle of the product? If you're planning to purchase a hosted solution, do you fully understand the upgrade strategy? Will their upgrade strategy conflict with your business practices? Lastly, have your development staff interface with theirs? After all, they'll be spending a lot of time together. Does your staff feel like they're competent and enthusiastic about supporting the product? Let's summarize. A dedicated help desk is crucial, particularly for large-scale EHR implementations. The help desk becomes the first point of contact for most troubleshooting incidents, assists with answering user inquiries and troubleshooting for most common issues, and is responsible for triaging issues beyond their scope of resolution to the approach production support group. A tiered approach can maximize productivity, especially in large IT shops. Maintenance teams should be customer-focused, consist of staff with a high degree of application and business process knowledge, be staffed with specialists capable of providing help desk, operating system, application level, hardware, and network support. The performance baseline is generated after completion of performance baseline testing. It shows the normal operating parameters of your system under normal load conditions. Baseline testing is used to gauge the overall health of the system and to assist with isolating any performance issues. Upgrading any major critical production system should take a highly structured approach, including maintaining a testbed for testing upgrades prior to their rollout, working with the vendor to resolve issues and inconsistencies prior to the rollout, and being sure to roll out during non-peak hours. Purchasing an EHR system brings about a long-time commitment between your organization and the vendor. These relationships become quite complex once the EHR system is fully embedded in your organization, and it becomes completely dependent on its capabilities.